The economy booms, and who gets the credit? Romans 10:17, the Lost Doobie Brothers, Prophetic Restoration, and Wooden's Creed, the 7-point creed, all coming up on this episode of the Wayne Feeds Daily Podcast. Everybody, welcome to another episode of the Wayne Feeds Daily Podcast. I'm your friend and pastor, Dr. Wayne Hansen from Summit Church of Castle Rock. Once again, if you'd like to connect with us online, you can hit my Twitter handle at Pastor Wayne H. You can call the church office at 303-524-4000, and we'd be happy to help you. Today, episode of the podcast is brought to us by H&M Transmission of Castle Rock. H&M Transmission is the full-service preventative maintenance and auto repair center that's been performing high quality guaranteed automotive repairs in Castle Rock since 2007. We service and repair all makes and models of domestic and import vehicles. We are a logical alternative to the dealership for scheduled maintenance of your personal vehicle, fleet truck, or car. Bring in your foreign and domestic auto, SUV, or pickup today with complete confidence that your vehicle will be serviced correctly while maintaining a manufacturer's warranty. They offer military discounts. They're good people. So if you're in Castle Rock, you have some car trouble, or you got a transmission that's about to go out, see my friend Mike down there at H&M Transmission. Today is also brought to you by Summit Church of Castle Rock, of which I am the pastor. We're getting ready for a great continuation of the Jesus in the Old Testament series. Check out this quick promo. We'd love to see you Sunday morning at Castleview High School, 10:30, right here in Castle Rock.
What is the Bible really about? Is it basically about me and what I must do? Or is it basically about Jesus and what he has done? After the resurrection, Jesus taught on this exact subject. He opened the minds of his disciples to this deeper reality when he said to them, "The Psalms and the prophets and the law all point to me. It was written that the Messiah must suffer and die and rise the third day, and I even told you myself I had the power to take it back again." If we don't read the Bible and every passage is pointing to Jesus, we're in danger of understanding it like the Pharisees. Let's discover Jesus in the Old Testament.
Okay, Jesus in the Old Testament. It continues this coming Sunday at Castleview High School at Summit Church of Castle Rock. I'm doing an installment of the sermon series this weekend called Jesus the Veil. And you know, wedding veils are an important symbol of purity. The huppah, the Jewish huppah or huppah, however you want to say it, is how they represent the covering of marriage, how the husband sanctifies the wife, the wife sanctifies the husband. And then the temple, the holy place from the Holy of Holies, there was a veil in the temple in Judaism. And when Jesus was crucified, that veil was ripped from top to bottom. And the Bible says that Jesus is the veil. Jesus is the veil that we pass through to go into the Holy of Holies. He's our high priest. He's the one who makes us holy. As we pass through Jesus, we enter into a holy place with God where he doesn't keep looking at our sins, but our sins have been atoned for by Jesus Christ. And so that's a beautiful picture. And I'm going to kind of line all that out with illustrative text from the book of Hebrews and the Old Testament and a few illustrations that will help you understand it even better. So I hope you'll join us for church this coming Sunday. And if you don't live in the greater Denver metro area, I hope you go to church somewhere this weekend. Get into a fellowship with other believers. Find a local church and pour your life into that place, and your life will never be the same. So check out Today in the Week. All right. Well, folks can't help but notice the growth in the American economy right now. What's been happening is as the second quarter reports have come in, the American economy has grown by 4.1%, and it could be by the end of the year, it could be an upwards of 5% growth. And I believe a lot of this is due to stimulus in the economy with the tax breaks, and probably a loosening of funds and lending from Wall Street and American banks. And of course, there was a lot to complain about with the trade wars. There's some great things I think that this president does, and there's some not so great things that this president does. But for the most part, seeing this kind of growth in our economy that we haven't seen in ages, and some records have never. These are unprecedented growth records in many areas of the economy. I want you to see Kennedy here, Lisa Kennedy Montgomery, which is her real name. When I was a teenager, she was a VJ on MTV, but now she's become quite the business commentator and social and political commentator on Fox Business. Check out what she says about the Trump economy and who gets the credit. Check it out.
Earlier today, the president jumped on Twitter to boast about the economy and promised big things ahead, tweeting, quote, stocks in the economy have a long way to go after the tax cut bill is totally understood and appreciated in scope and size. Immediate expensing will have a big impact. Biggest tax cuts and reform ever passed. Enjoy and create many beautiful jobs. So if the economy is still cranking, could Republicans swing the midterm momentum back in their favor? Joining me now, Washington Times opinion editor and Fox News contributor, Charlie Hurt. Welcome back, Charlie.
It's good to be with you.
So despite a series of ongoing Republican stumbles, the economy is doing quite well. I say it's in spite of government, not because of it. Given that, is the president right to take credit for this economic upswing?
Oh, sure. And, you know, I understand a lot of people don't like Donald Trump, don't like his style, and don't like some of the things that he does. But they have to love the fact that he has run completely against conventional wisdom, turned it all on its ear. Remember Election Day when Paul Krugman said that the doom and gloom scenario for the economy that he laid out, it was never going to stop collapsing, all because of Donald Trump. And then, you know, first month, second month, and then all the way to today and whatever it is, it's 70 new records have been broken on the stock market.
Every 4 days, there's a new stock market record. So what do you chalk that up to? It's, you know, a lot of people said it's because the Fed is still monkeying around with interest rates and it has created this unnatural bubble. Yeah. Of course, I want to hashtag end the Fed. But what say you, Charlie Hurt? So good?
Yeah, no. It's absurd. And of course, this is all part of the swamp trying to insist, first of all, trying to take credit for all of this, and then also trying to sort of, you know, wave people away, wave the audience that's gathered around this great carnival barker, Donald Trump, trying to say, oh, no, we're in charge. Oz is over here. We're still the ones that making all this good stuff happen. And the truth of the matter is, it's very simple stuff like him absolutely hating red tape and all this kind of stuff and eliminating all that kind of stuff that the federal government does just to monkey with everybody's lives.
Yeah.
My favorite thing that he does is when he holds up one of those flow charts and he makes Elaine Chao hold, and of course she's not very tall anyway, and so she's trying to hold this thing up, and you can't get the flow chart for building a bridge or building a building in a city, and then he shows what they've reduced it to. That's a big deal for people who are actually building things, actually making things.
Yeah.
That's the less that they have to go through.
And, you know, there are those who claim, statists who claim, that more regulation is required because human beings are such awful people that if the government doesn't regulate their behavior, no one will, and they will naturally do awful, filthy things.
Filthy things.
I love Kennedy. She is probably one of my favorite libertarians on Fox. I am a libertarian. I believe the government should be much smaller than it currently is. And Brian Tapp, I saw your comment there. No, this is not a brewski. This is a stronger ginger beer, all natural Jamaican style ginger. It's ginger ale from Jamaica. It's really, it's low in sugar, but high in ginger. So I love it. And it's healthy. You get it at the health food store. So check it out. A refreshing beverage. I'm glad you're all watching. I want to mention just that's national news, but we're talking about what's happening around the world. This week, coming up in like a week and a half, is the Douglas County Fair and Rodeo right here in Castle Rock, the Douglas County Fairgrounds. It's a 100-year anniversary this year of rodeo fun and fair. So if you're in the Castle Rock area, anywhere in the Douglas County region, come join us at the fair. There's music every night. There's carnival rides. There's cotton candy. All the things that you remember about the fair. I remember when I was a kid in Wisconsin and Minnesota and Michigan, my dad used to take us to the tractor pull every summer at the fair. I know I got some cousins from Minnesota watching right now. The Minnesota State Fair is probably the fair to end all fairs. That place is amazing. Get a funnel cake and a deep fried Twinkie or deep fried Oreo, whatever. But get to the fair and support local economies, support businesses, and support all those 4-H kids that are growing vegetables and raising animals. And it's just a great, fun family activity that's, it's not free, but it's pretty cheap, and it's a great time just to get out there and enjoy the rest of this summer. So it's time for today's inspiration and motivation. Today's inspiration and motivation comes from the one-year Bible as normal, Romans chapter 10, verse 17. And this is Isaiah speaking, this is Isaiah being quoted, and I'm going to back it up here to the beginning of the reading. It says, "But how can they call on him to save them unless they believe in him? And how can they believe in him if they've never heard about him? And how can they hear about him?" And this is speaking about Christ and about God. "How can they hear about him unless someone tells them? And how will anyone go and tell them without being sent? That is why the scriptures say, 'How beautiful are the feet of the messengers who bring good news.' But not everyone welcomes the good news. For Isaiah the prophet said, 'Lord, who has believed our message?'" And then this is the highlighted verse in today's reading. Verse 17, it says, "So faith comes from hearing." That is, hearing the good news about Christ. So faith comes by hearing, and not just hearing anything, but hearing by the word of God. And then he goes on and says, "But I ask, have the people of Israel actually heard the message?" Yes, they have. The message has gone throughout the earth, and the words to all the world. And so the gospel is going out. But you know what? It's our job as believers to realize that we are being sent by God to go share the good news of Jesus with a lost and a hurting and a dying world. We're not sent to go out and start arguments. We're not sent to go out and judge people. We're sent to go out and share the love of Jesus. What did Jesus say? He said, "They will know that you're my followers because of your love for one another." So it has to come with words of good deeds, words with good deeds. Faith without works is dead. So we have to demonstrate the love of God and share the gospel. Both. We have to do both. They're both are very, very important. And so you can be nice all day long, but if nobody knows why you're doing what you're doing, you're missing it. So that's my motivation, inspiration for the day. Time to move on to the song of the day. So what's very exciting to me is this last weekend, Michael McDonald from the Doobie Brothers came here to Castle Rock to P.S. Miller Park and Amphitheater, and I got to be backstage. My good friend Dan Needham, who was in the same band I was in called One Accord, he was in the band the year after me, I believe, at North Central, and I got to sit on some road cases backstage and meet the band, and I got to meet Michael McDonald, and here's a couple cool shots. In fact, you should subscribe to the YouTube channel. You can watch it live right now or watch it archived later. But P.S. Miller Park is an awesome space. It's just so cool. And that's dusk as the sun started to go down and the lights started kind of making an effect on the stage. There's Michael McDonald from behind watching him play piano and sing. It's just a soulful voice, an amazing dude. And then, of course, my friend Dan Needham and I got to hang out backstage and catch up quite a bit and talk about life. And there he is. There's Michael McDonald with that big white head of hair. And I guess he's 66 years old and he's doing great. He's so strong. His voice is still really strong. He's still got all of his piano chops. He's really, really a great player. And I really enjoyed just kind of being backstage and hanging with those guys. And then afterwards, I got to go back and actually meet Michael McDonald, give him a hug. He gave me a hug. And we talked a little bit about life and where, you know, music. And we agreed that, you know, some of the best music comes out of suffering. Michael McDonald grew up in St. Louis, and of course, I was born in Detroit, and I've had my own life issues and my own difficulties. I think everybody does. I think the greatest art, the greatest paintings, the greatest music, the greatest writing, the greatest creative work comes out of a place of turmoil, suffering, hardship, and what Mike said, Michael McDonald said, is oftentimes out of poverty. Poverty oftentimes is the thing that is the driver. People want to get out of wherever they are. And you think about athletics, you know, most of the basketball players, football players that are playing in professional leagues, they just work their tail off to get out of the neighborhood that they were in to carve out a better life for themselves. And so I think there's a lot of truth to that. And of course, when I was hanging with Michael McDonald, I said to Dan Needham, like, you know, he's the blackest white dude, I think, in America. We gotta really cherish these guys. And the only guy I could think of that had just as much soul and was also from St. Louis, Missouri, was a musician I played with in Nashville named Lyndall Cooley. And Lyndall recruited me to play in the youth worship band at Christ Church. And then, of course, he became the worship leader at the Brownsville Revival. And then several years later, he planted a church called Grace Church Nashville. And just an amazing singer, amazing. I always said that Lyndall was like Eddie Van Halen on the B3. You know, amazing organist. And I follow his podcast and listen to his sermons every week because I just love Lyndall and his style of ministry. And it inspires me that a worship leader can also be a lead pastor. And a couple of years ago, Lyndall got this prophetic word that I found so encouraging. And in many ways, I think that what we're experiencing now in today's economy, how we're seeing a turnaround in America, I think that in many ways is a prophetic fulfillment of something that Lyndall said and prophesied about 3 years ago at Grace Church. I'm going to play this prophecy from Lyndall Cooley. Like I said, one of my soul brothers, we're like the lost and found Doobie brothers here, as he shares this prophetic declaration that God is going to restore those things which were lost. So check this out.
When God comes, we just step back. We step out of the way and we let God do. Well, what are all these people crying about? Because the Lord is touching the deepest parts of our heart and restoring. And what I'm about to say to you now is a word from the Lord that is not written in the Bible, but I feel a word from the Lord. And the word is this. The Lord says that you have spent a long time second guessing. You've spent a long time in futility. You've spent a long time in what seems like a desert, and you've asked the Lord many times, why is this dry place so unending? And you've even come to the point of giving up hope, and you've listened to voices that have discouraged you, not only discouraged you, but have taken the very life out of the call that I, the Lord, put on your life. And you have thought, I made a wrong decision. I made a wrong turn. But the Lord says, nothing's too hard for me. And why would you think that you can change my mind about my thoughts for you? For the Lord says, I know the thoughts I have for you and the intentions for your future. And the Lord says, we are right on time and right on schedule. Every hardship, every dry place, the Lord says, I foreordained, I predestined, and I directed. But you say, Lord, why such a hard place? Because the Lord says, the season I'm bringing you in is one of restoration. I will restore you to the fertile lands. And you say, no, Lord, not in this time of drought can it be when the nation and the nations of the world rage. The Lord says, I'm not moved off my throne by what the nations do. The Lord says, I am not moved by the thoughts of the government. For the Lord says, I am God Almighty. I move governments with my wishes. I speak and those are lowered, I speak again and they are raised. The Lord says, nothing's too hard for me. And why would you believe the deceiver that you had somehow made a turn that I had given up on you? For I have not, says the Lord, and the hand that I put on you years ago is still upon you, and I will make it more evident in the days to come. I send this word this morning as a reminder to you that I have not forgotten what I have said over you. And even though you may count years and days in one way, the Lord says, I don't count as men counts. I walk you through the dry places so you appreciate the fertile places. I walk you through the hard places to grow you in areas of strength. But the Lord says, across the nations of the world, I am about to move in a new way. And I am about to cause the places that were dry to become fertile and the hearts that were hard to become softened. And the Lord says, you say it's impossible. I say, quit agreeing with your enemy and believe the voice of the Lord. In the last days, saith the Lord, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. I have not changed my mind. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring. I will pour out my glory upon your children and your children's children. And I will keep every word I've said to you. Let every man be a liar, but let the word of the Lord be true. Let every man be a liar, but let the word of the Lord be true. So therefore rejoice, says the Lord, and be glad and worship me for what I'm about to do in the nations, what I'm about to change in your life, what I'm about to restore to you, says the Lord. For I am the God of abundance and I am the God of plenty. So take off your mourning and put on the garment of praise, for the spirit of heaviness. And I will restore everything that has been stolen from you, says the Lord. Hallelujah! Oh, come on, somebody give him praise. Come on, somebody give him praise. Those aren't my words, it's the word of the Lord. Yes and amen. Yes and amen, Lord.
All right, everybody. I'm going to do one of my favorite Doobie Brothers tunes called Taking It to the Streets, and I think it's nearly a gospel song. And so that's the song of the day today.
Song of the day.
One of my favorite song of the days yet so far. I love that soulful singing. I love the Doobie Brothers. I love Michael McDonald. Good stuff. I hope you enjoyed the podcast so far as much as I have. I love mixing music and commentary and the Bible and old stories. And thanks for watching today. Once again, today's episode is brought to you by Summit Church of Castle Rock, meeting at Castleview High School on Sunday mornings. We're about to start a new series in 3 weeks called Ask Anything. Ask Anything. So if you have any kind of question that you wish that they would ask at church, contact me right here at PastorWayneH@mac.com. Message me on one of the social media platforms or just comment it here in the Facebook Live below. And I'm starting to collect questions for the Q&A series, and it's going to be a great series. This is when I get to kind of change my Bible teaching style. I go from an expository style to a topical style just for 5 or 6 weeks, and then we go back to the normal kind of chapter and verse Bible study. But ask anything. Literally, you can ask questions about sex, you could ask questions about the Bible, you could ask theological questions, you could just ask practical ministry questions. Whatever you have in mind, we would love to answer it. So once again, Summit Church Castle Rock, 10:30 a.m. Sunday mornings, Castleview High School Auditorium. And we're also brought to you by today, H&M Transmission. They offer discounts to military, emergency services personnel, fleet repairs, seniors, and Douglas County High School or Douglas County School employees. Come see H&M Transmission or give them a call at the following number, 303-663-5578. H&M Transmission of Castle Rock. All right, as we finish out the podcast today, it's time for our final words, final talk. So I love John Maxwell. I love trying to learn as a leader. I love trying to improve. You know, you should always be working on making yourself better, stronger, smarter, deeper in the Lord, learn something new every day, make a new friend. We always have something to learn from somebody, even if that person is younger than you or maybe not as wealthy as you or doesn't have the same advantages of you. We all have something to learn from other people. And John Wooden, who was a very successful basketball coach, had this piece of paper that he kept in his pocket. And here's what John Maxwell says about it. He says, "One person I most admire is John Wooden, the Hall of Fame former coach of UCLA's basketball team. When he graduated from grade school at 12 years old, his father gave him a 7-point creed. From that time, Wooden has carried a written copy of that creed with him every day." Don't you want to hear what that says? The very successful John Wooden. What was on this piece of paper? Here's what it said. Number one, be true to yourself. So be yourself. Don't try to be a cheap copy of someone else. Number two, help others. Number three, make each day your masterpiece. So you need to plan your day, know the end from the beginning. What are you trying to accomplish today? For us as believers, what is God trying to do through my life? What's my calling? Number four, drink deeply from good books, especially the Bible. Number five, make friendship a fine art. Make friendship a fine art. And of course, we have levels of friendship, don't we? People who are close to us, who we trust, and then we have people who are more acquaintances. And we have people that we barely know or people that, you know, we could wave at from a distance. I love what Dino Rizzo said about this a few years ago. There are people who are near you and who are for you. There are people who are near you, but they're not for you. There are people who are not near you, but they are for you. And then you have people that are not near you and they're not for you. And to know who is who and to lean into those relationships and to understand the level of those relationships and make friendship a fine art, so important. Number six, build a shelter against a rainy day. In fact, I think what Dave Ramsey would say is put aside some money for a rainy day. Have a boiler fund. Have an emergency fund. If nothing else, have $1,000 tucked away somewhere for an emergency, because you know what? Difficulties come up and you shouldn't just slap it on a credit card. I know it's the American way, but that's not going to help you in the long run. If you're going to do well in your finances, build a shelter against a rainy day. And then number seven, and finally in Wooden's 7-point creed, pray for guidance, give thanks for your blessings every day. Gratitude is a key. I'm telling you, it's a key to success. The most successful people that I think I know of in the world always had this mindset and this attitude that, you know what, life is pretty good. Life is pretty great. I am so grateful for my wife and my children. I'm so grateful for my health. I'm so grateful for my family. I'm so grateful for a job. I'm so grateful for the place I get to live. I'm so grateful for the friends that I have and the people that I get to do life with. And then when you operate from a place of gratitude and thanksgiving, it makes you a more generous person. It helps you prosper more. And I believe it keeps your hands open so that not only can you pour out and bless other people, but God can pour more blessings into your hands. And so gratitude is a key to success. Gratitude is a key to moving towards greater accomplishment and not only just accumulating wealth and things, but really, I think, accumulating the true wealth, which is friends and being rich towards God. And storing up for yourself treasure in heaven, the rewards of doing good works your whole life. So that's my thoughts about, you know, just living a life of honor and of grace and of peace. And as we talked about today, you know, suffering oftentimes brings about the greatest outcomes. Suffering and difficulty, poverty, when you've gone through a few things, then you have some experience and you have the ability to pass on some knowledge and some wisdom to other people, and even beautiful art, you know, music and painting and pottery and dance and all the ways that we can express ourselves, writing, blogging, vlogging, podcasts, whatever you may do with your life. Use your life experience, your suffering, the difficulties you've gone through to turn around and bless and help other people. So once again, you can contact me here at the podcast, PastorWayneH@mac.com. If you'd like to be a guest on the podcast, I have this little, here it is. Where is it? Your face right here. There's a mic waiting for you to come and have an interview right here in the studio. We could also do it on FaceTime or Skype, or we could do it in various different ways, but I would love to have you on the podcast and we could share some thoughts together. If you have a ministry, if you have a business, you have a product, you have a service, you have a cause that you're passionate about and you want to promote it, come here on the podcast and I'll be a champion for your cause. And I believe God will bless what we do and what we've been doing on the podcast so far. So once again, appreciate all of you watching today. Subscribe, support, like, and share this podcast. We're trying to grow it organically. We're on three platforms. We're on iTunes, we're on Facebook Live, and we're on YouTube. Subscribe, like, hit the bell there on YouTube so you get the update when a new episode goes up. And once again, well, thanks for watching. Have a great weekend, everybody. I'm going to try to do one more episode before I'm going to squeeze one more episode in between now and Sunday, hopefully. And have a great day. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you real soon.